that work on my face. I get that work on my face. Hey,
boy, 600 bands, condo 600 grand. I got 1200 kicks, them straight from Japan. My ambition is.
What is this?
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Hello, everybody around the world listening to all my beautiful people out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Right now, you are tuning in to the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm your host, DJ One Up. And this week, oh my goodness, this week, I am super excited for what we have going on this week, because I do bring you my favorite video games every week, and we're talking about different video games from every genre. These past few weeks, I've gone over the role-playing genre a lot. I talked about Pokemon. I talked about Kingdom Hearts. So if you are into those types of games, definitely please, please, please go ahead and check out the past shows. You can do that on radio.dominican.edu. Just go to past student shows and it should be right there if you're interested in seeing all of the things that I've been working on, as well as all of the other things that all the other Penguin Radio DJs have been working on. So this week, like I said, although I bring you my favorite video games every week, this week is completely different, because while I do enjoy Pokemon and Kingdom Hearts, those are games that I played through probably a couple times and then ended up putting it down after a few times of just playing it. So this week is a bit different. One of my favorite video games, it's actually coming from a different genre outside of the role-playing genre, but we'll get more into that later. Before I go on, I just want to say thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to family back home, to my professors for giving me this opportunity, and for everybody just listening right now, I really appreciate all of you. It means the world to me to be able to do what I love and give it to an audience who loves it just as much as I do. So thank you all. So this week, we're going to be talking about the number one basketball simulation video game. There is nothing like it. For all of you listening right now that are getting excited and know what this game is, man, I'm just gonna get right into it. This week we are talking about NBA 2K, and I'm super excited because I play this game almost every day, at least 3 to 4 times a week. And with my roommates, we have a bunch of sessions just playing NBA 2K, and I gotta say, some of those sessions have been my most fondest memories of being in college and just hanging out with my boys, you know? So NBA 2K, like I said, one of the best games, the number one basketball simulation game out right now. It's crazy for me because growing up there was always NBA 2K, and then there was always NBA Live, and they were two competing franchises. It's funny because back in 2007 I actually bought NBA Live 07 that year. I gotta say I probably regret that because, well, 2K is my favorite NBA game. But other than that, we're going to go through what's going to be happening on this show. Just like I do every week, I'm going to bring you video game news that is related to the video game that I've been talking about, that I'm going to be talking about. Then I'm going to get into a few minor details about the game. We're going to go into how the game plays, the main concept of the games, and surprisingly, there's a lot of technical and narrative background that goes into these games, just because 2K tries to make it so that it's the best user experience for the players. And so we're going to get straight into NBA 2K news. And of course, because this is a sports game, we're going to go over things that are basketball related. There are going to be NBA terms being thrown around when I bring two special guests here to talk about the video game with me. And so I'll do my best to explain things while we're talking if they end up getting too confusing. But for the most part, this is going to be a good technical talk about basketball. We're going to be mentioning some players too. I'm originally from Sacramento, so go Sacramento Kings. And yeah, so let's get into NBA news. As many NBA 2K players know, NBA 2K17 has finally released. It came out on September 20th, 2016. I actually mentioned this in a past show. They did something really cool for the people who pre-ordered. They allowed those people to get the game 4 days earlier than everyone else and experience the game, work on their character, and develop their character much earlier than people who didn't pre-order the game. Luckily, I was one of those people who pre-ordered the game, and to be honest, when it first came out, there were a good amount of issues that seemed as though they could be fixed in future updates. So my news today is that there's actually a update for NBA 2K that came out. It came out last week. So that patch has a bunch of different updates. There are console unique updates. So there's different updates for the PlayStation 4 and different updates for the Xbox One. So there are updated court floors for both the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. There are uniform improvements, including the addition of a number of patches. There's also an issue where some pre-order users were unable to see the 92 Dream Team on the Play Now Team select menu. And substitutions made during a timeout will now immediately apply rather than waiting for the next dead ball. So those are just some of the Play Now updates that were introduced into the game. If you are huge on 2K and you are a veteran of playing, then you'll know about the career mode where you get to create your own character, and that has its own updates as well, but I will talk about those updates in just a few minutes here. So NBA 2K just released an update. They added the 92 Dream Team for people that were missing that team. And I gotta say, I have used the 92 Dream Team on NBA 2K, and that is just overkill. For the people that remember, I wasn't born yet, but I can only imagine what kind of a show that was at the 92 Olympics. So that is your video game news of the week. NBA 2K, the number one basketball simulation game. this is, it has very, very humble beginnings, because when it was just starting, there had always been competition to it. So there's always been NBA Live to compete with it, but now NBA Live is a App Store only game, so you can find that on Android and Apple Store. And it's just crazy to me, because now it's the top basketball video game, no competition on consoles whatsoever. And so it's just awesome, because I've been playing this game forever. So the NBA 2K series is a series of basketball video games developed and released annually since 1999. So in 1999, the first person to ever grace the cover of an NBA 2K game was the one and only Allen Iverson. And it's crazy, because Allen Iverson actually was the, he was the cover of NBA 2K up until 2003. So 5 straight years, Allen Iverson was the cover of NBA 2K. So we are going to be getting into our first break in just a couple seconds here. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about NBA 2K, and we're going to be bringing guests in later. So continue to stay tuned, continue to stay locked onto Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ 1UP, and we'll be right back. Hello everybody from around the world, here we are back again on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ 1UP, and I am bringing you my show, Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio. And so, if you are just tuning in, this week I have already introduced what video game we're going to be talking about. I mentioned how it is the number one basketball simulation and one of the funnest games that I've ever played. And it probably goes back to the fact that I love playing basketball. I grew up playing basketball and I grew up looking up to the basketball players as well, especially the ones in the NBA, and aspiring to be as passionate about what I love just as they are passionate about their game. So I already talked about my video game news. I just talked about how NBA 2K17 has a new update and how it fixed some of the issues that were plaguing it from the beginning. And so now we're going to get into some technical talk about NBA 2K. The way it plays, it's just like, it's sort of like you're actually watching the game, but you're also controlling the team. So for those that don't know about basketball, it is a competition where usually it's a 12-man team, but only 5 players are on the court from each team at the same time. So there's 10 players on the court, 5 on one team, 5 on another team, and their main goal is to get the ball in the basket and score as many points. When it comes to the NBA, they have to do that within 48 minutes, and whoever comes out at the top, whoever has the most points at the end of 4 12-minute quarters, then they win the game and they get to put the W on their calendar. So that is pretty much how basketball works. The NBA has an 82-game schedule, so the way 2K incorporates that is it allows you to play the games that are happening every day, no matter where they are. They give you that option when you select the play now from the first menu screen. And it really is just a team-based sport video game. So other than, it's kind of hard to explain without having the controller in front of me, but for the most part, you're controlling the team that's on the court. You control who gets passed to, who gets to take the shot into the basket, who puts the ball in the basket, who gets the rebound, who gets the jump ball, who is passing to who. And so you pretty much control every aspect of the team. You're kind of like the coach, but an omnipotent coach that has the ability to control everybody on the team. So just a little history about NBA 2K. Earlier I mentioned Allen Iverson was the cover of NBA 2K for 5 straight years. The game was developed by Visual Concepts, originally published by Sega before NBA 2K branched off and created their own publishing company. And it originally came out for the Sega Dreamcast. And that first installment came out on November 10th, 1999. And so the Dreamcast, man, I haven't heard of a Dreamcast in a while. So that definitely goes way, way back in time. And the first 4 games of the series actually featured commentary from fictional announcers, which were voiced by Bay Area sports radio personalities Bob Fitzgerald and Rod Brooks, who work at KNBR 680 San Francisco. So shout outs to those 2 radio personalities. You're an inspiration to us all radio students. So thank you so much. and thank you for your contributions to NBA 2K because this is the best game ever. But since NBA 2K3, the game's announcing team has been sort of a revolving door. It features commentary from people like Bill Walton, who is a former NBA player and actually a color commentator right now, Tom Tolbert, Kevin Frazier, Michelle Tafoya, and Bob Fitzgerald. So the color and play-by-play commentary in 2K6, 2K7, and 2K8 was actually provided by Kevin Harlan and Kenny Smith. Those are also two very famous NBA sports broadcasters. And then in NBA 2K9, they added Clark Kellogg as well as Cheryl Miller. Again, both people that you can see if you tune into any NBA game, you'll most likely see these names that I'm putting out right now. And then starting with NBA 2K11, Doris Burke actually replaced Cheryl Miller as the sideline reporter on most versions of the game. And so in real life, Cheryl Miller retired from the broadcasting scene for a little bit, and she ended up being replaced by Doris Burke in the video games, which is pretty cool. And on most versions of NBA 2K12, current Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr actually joined commentating for Kevin Harlan and Clark Kellogg. In NBA 2K16, Greg Anthony replaced Steve Kerr because he wanted to go and coach the Golden State Warriors. And then in 2K17, NBA 2K17 has the most commentators out of all of the NBA 2K games. In this one, there's 11 different commentators and announcers, including Kevin Harlan, Chris Webber, Shaquille O'Neal, David Aldridge, Brent Barry, and Doris Burke. So the 2K Sports development team, they definitely go through a lot of hard work to put a game like this together. I can only imagine how much time it takes recording various actions that can be assigned to different players, recording all the commentary audio that is, I can only imagine how long all of that would take. And it's crazy to see, because I follow the developers of 2K, or the main developers of 2K and their PRs. It's at Ronnie2K and at LDA2K. And it's crazy because their headquarters is actually in Novato, so it's not too far from the home of Penguin Radio. And they put so much time into this video game, and I think it rewards them with the amount of fans that they have. And well, they have the monopoly on console now, so they don't really have to worry about any competition driving their sales down. So it is a very realistic depiction of the NBA experience. NBA 2K17 specifically has a bunch of improvements over the previous installments. The player mainly plays NBA basketball games with real life or customized players and teams. The game follows the rules and objectives of NBA basketball games. However, those rules can be changed based on how you want to play. There's always a settings option so you can make NBA 2K as personal as possible. Along with playing games with current NBA teams, such as the Philadelphia 76ers and the Los Angeles Lakers, there are also other teams featured. They have the 2016 United States Men's Olympic basketball team, the one that just won gold, the 2016 Australia Men's Olympics basketball team. They have the 92 United States Men's Olympic basketball team. For those that don't know, that is the dream team right there. They have historic NBA teams, such as Michael Jordan's rookie year of the Chicago Bulls, Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal's three-peat Lakers, the 85-86 Boston Celtics, and many other more. They even feature one of my favorite teams from the past, the Seattle Supersonics, which unfortunately that franchise is no longer alive. Well, it still lives, but it's not in Seattle anymore, and so that's pretty sad. One of the biggest improvements concerning the game is in its different modes. So you don't always have to just play head-to-head, and you don't always have to have a second person playing against you. You can always play against the computer. There are a bunch of different modes in NBA, and NBA 2K17 specifically. Since it's the latest and newest installment, we're going to be talking mostly about NBA 2K17. So specifically in that one, there are the My Career modes, My GM, My Team, and My League modes. And so the way My GM works is, it's actually a very crazy perspective of the NBA that not many people get to experience. You actually get to be a general manager of an NBA basketball team. So you have to maintain the team and get it into a position to win a championship. Really cool. Again, NBA 2K17 has the My Team mode, which is a mode based around the idea of building the ultimate basketball team and maintaining a card collection, a virtual card collection. So players build their own custom teams. They select the players, they select the jerseys, they create the logos, they pick who their coach is, they pick what court they want to play on, and other basketball related things. You can even name your team. I remember when I first got into My Team mode, I based them out in Sacramento, even though Sacramento already has a team, and I named them the Legends. Pretty cliche, but at the end of the day, we were legendary, so that's all that mattered. So in My Team mode, players collect cards, which unlock different players to play with. So if you have a Kobe Bryant trading card, you can go ahead and use Kobe Bryant in your team. If you have a LeBron James trading card, you can go ahead and use LeBron James in your team. And it isn't the thing about My Team mode is that it's updated very, very often. So while there are cards that are already in there, you can get different cards just by putting in different codes into the NBA 2K locker code system. And if you follow the developers of 2K, which once again is at Ronnie2K and at LD2K, they're releasing codes like crazy, maybe once a day. And some of the craziest things I've seen are player upgrades that are not available in the game, but they're only available in My Team mode. So there are things like Rookie Year LeBron that you could use, Rookie Year Kobe that you can unlock, Rookie Year Michael Jordan that you can unlock. So it's literally like a trading card game that gets updated every week almost. And so other than My Team mode, we're going to get into my favorite mode on NBA 2K, which is the My Career mode. In these past few years, in the next generation iterations of NBA 2K, My Career mode has always found a way to really bring a story into the NBA experience. So the player creates a basketball player and they play through their career. The player customizes their player's appearance. They upgrade their attributes. And they play through a college career. And they enter the NBA. So it's a bit different from NBA 2K16. In 2K16, you were actually able to play for your player's high school. And last year's version of My Career was directed by Spike Lee. Unfortunately, it didn't get too many good reviews. just because there were some questionable things that were happening to the player in that career mode. Whereas this career mode, this new career mode, actually features actor Michael B. Jordan and other actors as well, such as Hannibal Buress. And it's just so much more different because, unlike any other My Career modes of the past NBA 2Ks, this one allows the player to participate in a bunch of different off-court activities. You can attend open gyms, you can go to scheduled team practice, or you could choose not to. You could also show up at different endorsement company events. So within the My Career mode, you can say you wanted to sign with Jordan Brand. You would have to, or Nike. So if you wanted to sign with Nike and get a shoe deal with Nike, you would have to show up to a certain amount of events for that company, and then you would get rewarded based on those events. And so I was actually playing 2K yesterday. I tried to sign with Jordan Brand, and I went to a second event for them and got all the Jordans, any Jordans I wanted, for free. So it's really like living a virtual reality within the confines of the NBA and living like an NBA player. So if you are the least bit interested in that kind of video game, I would say definitely pick up NBA 2K. And we are getting into our next break in just a couple of seconds here. When we come back from the break, I'm so, so excited because I have two people that I love to play NBA 2K with, and we're just gonna go at it about different facets of the game, different NBA teams, and just where we started with NBA 2K. So please stay tuned. Once again, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is the most worthy video game talk show, Combo Breaker. I'm your host, DJ 1UP, and we'll be right back.
Paper, but got your own money. It's your world. Buy this drink for you, girl. You say, tell the DJ, play this song for me. Here's my number, case you ever need company. Better, tons of drink. Love the way I dress. Let her rub my ink. Hell yeah, I'm fly. That's why they all believe me.
When she make dope, I'm giving her all she can take, though. And you know we ball, but this ain't no game, no. I'm spending it all, cause that's what we came for. Yeah, that's what we came for. Throwing my money when I see you. Every time she getting low, 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 low. Yeah, on the gas when I see you. Yeah, cause she ready to go, 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 go.
Throw it in the air and watch that paper fall. Don't know how much I came here with. End of the night, she gon' take it all. See them diamonds in my chain. You ain't gotta know my name. Rushing to the bar, I need another round of drinks. Then it's to my car, pump a pound of dank. Now we in the stars, and I'ma make it rain, drown the sink.
Got money falling, she make dope. I'm giving her all she can take, though. And you know we ball, but this ain't no game, no. I'm spending it all, cause that's what we came for. Yeah, that's what we came for. Throwing my money when I see you. Every time she getting low, 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 yeah. Put on the gas when I see you, yeah, cause she's
she ready to go, 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 go.
Watch out, Gemini, faithful representing for DJ Gemini. Keep the fire blazing on your life, Celestia, the first. I want to them, DJ Gemini. Burn them!
My number one fan. I write with the light from the lamp on my nightstand, with my pen in my right hand, and that's also my mic hand. Codeine and Sprite can, ink on the white pad, and I'm thinking of life, and it's wrong and right, and sometimes I'm right, sometimes I might. Cannot find the light, still my rhymes are bright, so I continue my plan, and I'm sure like white sand that there'll be price plan before my flight lands. But still, I wanna see more than my sight can adore, so I can't ignore what I want anymore, so I just go. You can call me the gore, and oh yeah, I got a girl, she act like I owe her, and sometimes it seems like I just don't know her, and yeah, the relationship is starting to feel like a chore, but I really hope I'm not starting to bore. Page one.
DJ Gemini, keep it tuned with the mix, you heard?
My number one fan, I write you this letter. I hope everything's grand. I hope everyone's good. I hope everybody's praying. I hope. Hold up, baby. Let me switch hands. See, lately I've been dealing with.
Hello, everybody from around the world, to all my beautiful people tuning in right now. You are listening to the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Combo Breaker, and I'm your host, DJ 1UP. If you're just tuning in, I've been talking about one of my most favorite video games of all time. I'm super excited because I'm here with a couple of guests, two really good friends of mine that I play this video game with all the time. We are going to talk about NBA 2K, and I actually have a guest coming in right now, so my apologies, but I'm going to let him in real quick, and then we're going to get on with the discussion, so please stay tuned.
If you take a look in my eyes, bet you wouldn't even be surprised.
Shout it, kick a door, shout it, lay down on the floor, shout it. Train the door, shout it, I'm all about that bread. Brought so many new it on my head. All my new TTG, they trying to go shout it. Kick up, go shout it. Lay down on the floor, shout it. Trying to go shout it. I'm all about that bread. Roll so many, I got a ticket on my head. New boy on the block, so you know my jerking. You got what spots up in. Is you working? Back account hurting, so you know what I'm grabbing. Don't gotta jump that finish school, so what's the option? Lay that down, ayy, all that f***ing round. Got me higher than Bobby Brown. TTG ho, train to go ho. Lay down on the floor, bring it to the go. All my things see the train to go.
Here we are, back at it again. Welcome, welcome. I am here at the Penguin Radio Station with two friends that I love to play NBA 2K with. Do you both want to introduce yourselves real quick?
I'm Kevin Cabral.
My name is Christian Messina.
And how are you doing today?
Swaggy.
I'm just chilling.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So both of you play NBA 2K with me. Both of you sometimes just play by yourselves. And so I just want to know, I have one question real quick. When did you start playing NBA 2K, or how did you get to learn about it?
I probably started playing in the 8th grade when I got 2K9 on my PS2. Ever since then, I just fell in love with it, and I continue to play as the new years went out.
I started playing 2K probably around like kindergarten when the first 2K came out with Allen Iverson on Dreamcast.
Okay.
I had that one, and then later on I had 2K5 and 2K3 on PlayStation 2.
Okay.
And then I just started playing again when college came around, and we met at the dorms.
Oh, yeah. So, pretty funny story. 2K and basketball in general actually brought us three together pretty well. And so that is why they're here with me today, because I feel like there's some meaning in between playing the game with these two. So now we are in the year of NBA 2K17. What do you think of this game compared to NBA 2K16? What do you guys like about it?
I just like how easy it is to shoot, and like I think it's pretty realistic, because you know, just shooting is, it's like you don't make every shot anymore. You really have to time it, and you kind of have to have some knowledge about like basketball, so that kind of helps.
Got him pretty good. I've been beating my roommates, so I like that. I enjoy winning. Yeah, I feel like shooting is easier than it was in the other previous game, so go 2K.
That's pretty funny, because when we first got the game, someone was losing a lot. Huh.
Yeah, I remember you smiling. You lost like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you had to. But it's okay, Kev. We all win sometimes.
You live and you learn.
Exactly. All right. So we're going to play the top three NBA teams that you like to play on 2K. It doesn't have to exactly be your favorite team, because I know you're both Warrior fans. So it doesn't have to be your favorite team, just the top three teams that you enjoy playing as on NBA 2K. Whichever one of you can go first.
That would have to be the Mavericks, the Bucks, and the Pelicans.
All right. Why those teams?
I clicked them on random and realized I was playing with them all right. And I mean, nobody ever wants to use the Warriors or the Cavs or the who are they? The Spurs. So yeah, use the sucky teams and be good with them.
Yeah, and you're pretty good with them.
Well, I did go 3-0 today with Christian Messina, so.
What about you, Christian? What are your three go-to teams for NBA 2K?
Well, right now, my top team is going to be the Utah Jazz, because in the off-season, I feel like they got some pretty good additions. Number two is going to be, it's obvious, like the Warriors. The Warriors probably had the biggest come up this off-season.
And then the Western All-Stars, I guess, right?
I mean, it's pretty fun playing with good teams, because like it just makes the game so much easier, and so much like the pace is just faster, and you can rely on anyone to do anything, because on these good teams, everyone's just a well-rounded player.
Yeah, there's definitely less to think about in terms of technicality when you're using the best teams. So you said the Utah Jazz. Who else?
Utah Jazz, Golden State Warriors, And probably have to be the LA Lakers just because, you know, I grew up watching them.
Nice, nice. Okay, so now that you've mentioned LA Lakers, I don't know if I can speak for all three of us, but I know Christian and I have both looked up to Kobe Bryant and his playing days. Could you say the same thing, Kevin?
Honestly, no. I always voted for the opposite team to win just because I liked the idea of a team beating one of the best players. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had respect for him, but I would always vote for the other team to win. Sorry.
I see. Well, now that Kobe has retired, what direction, Christian, this question is for you. What direction do you think the Lakers can go? And how do you think the Lakers will do this year?
I mean, I grew up watching the Lakers, and so, you know, I've just been a fan my whole life, pretty much. Shout out to my brother Michael, who's also a fan. I think that the future is really in D'Angelo Russell. He has his building blocks. Our second draft pick was Brandon Ingram. He's solid. I think that he'll be a really good defensive piece. A sleeper that, you know, people don't really bring up is Ivaka Zubac, who's the center that we picked up in summer league. He was killing it. So I think maybe give it 5 years, we'll definitely be in contention for a championship.
Oh, I completely agree. And on NBA 2K, they're not too bad of a team on paper.
Exactly.
So
don't sleep
on the Los Angeles Lakers if you're playing NBA 2K. I would say if you got them in a game of three in random, go ahead and pick the Lakers, unless the Warriors and Cavs are also on there. Kevin, I have a question for you. So, since you didn't grow up looking up to Kobe Bryant, who would you say has been your role model in terms of basketball?
That would probably have to be Michael Jordan, because I didn't really get interested into the NBA until maybe like 7th or 8th grade, so I didn't really know other players.
Okay, Michael Jordan, I see. You and him kind of play similarly.
I've heard that before.
Play 2K similarly, not real basketball. So, but other than that, Michael Jordan, he's a great player. He was on the 92 Dream Team, won 6 championships, so that's definitely someone that I would look up to as well. The GOAT, as they call him, the greatest of all time. And so, from what I've experienced, it seems that you two seem to play a lot together. Is that correct?
Yes, we like each other a lot.
Nice.
Agreed.
Awesome. So, have there been any matchups between you two that are the most memorable in your experience? And
I think the most memorable matchups we've had, I've lost all of them. I remember one time we went to, what was it, like 3 or 4 overtimes? It was probably like a couple years ago.
Do you remember which teams were they?
I played as the Memphis Grizzlies, and I think you played as the Hawks.
That is true. Kyle Korver probably hit like 48 points or something.
Yeah, we went to 3 or 4 overtimes.
I think it was 5.
I don't even know, but he won. And I was really angry just because I wasted about like almost 2 hours of my life playing one game, even though I could have been studying.
Likewise.
I feel like that's always the dilemma within playing NBA 2K. We've got our college life to balance, but we've also got, you know, we got to make the Hall of Fame, right?
Exactly.
So what about you, Kevin? Do you have any other memorable experience playing with Christian or with me?
I don't really remember them, but I mean, the most recent one was probably today. I used the Bucks, who I don't normally play with. It was kind of random. And he used the Utah Jazz, which he's been really good with, and I killed him. And then so we swapped teams, and I used the Bucks again, and he used, who'd you use?
I believe I used the Golden State Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors, and killed them too.
just wasn't my day today.
No way. So you used the Bucks and you killed the Warriors.
Yeah, he's trash.
The Warriors the Warriors with the Kevin Durant team on them. We're going to see how that matchup works this year, because I believe the Bucks were the people that killed the streak last year, right?
Yeah.
All That's right. How it's going to be again this year. I'm just kidding. I want the Warriors to.
No, Warrior fans, you can't say that. Anyway, so you picked the Bucks today. You said your top number one team is the Jazz. And so, Christian, I just want to ask you a question about the Jazz real quick. Who do you think is their core and why?
Their core. Well, I think obviously the best player on their team is Gordon Hayward. That guy's athletic and, you know, he could just do anything. Yeah, he's great. He's athletic. He can shoot. They also have Rudy Gobert. He's a solid big. He can block shots, rebound. But I think the strength that they have right now is their bench. Their bench is, like, super deep because they picked up Joe Johnson, Boris Diaw. Dante Exum is going to start his NBA career after tearing his ACL. I think that they had a couple key additions this offseason, so it'll be interesting to see what they can do.
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised at how well the Jazz actually did this offseason. They also picked up a key point guard, something that they've been missing for a couple of years now, because, like you said, Dante Exum went down with an ACL tear. He was supposed to be their point guard, and Trey Burke hasn't been panning out the way people wanted him to. So, Kev, I'm going to ask you the same question. Since you apparently massacred Christian with the Bucks, tell me what you think about the Bucks and their core.
Definitely gonna have to say that Giannis Antetokounmpo is a great player. He's still developing. He's big.
I think he's a bit unfair. 6'11", small forward, and he can play the point guard too.
I agree. He's fast. He can rebound. He's still developing a jump shot, but he'll get and-ones any day on any point guard or small or shooting guard, even small forward that try to guard him. He's just too long. Thon Maker, I feel like, will.
That's their rookie pickup, right?
Yeah, I think he's gonna shine. 7'1", playing power forward or center, and he can shoot threes. So he extends the court as well.
Nice. So Thon Maker, I didn't expect that. That's a good one.
They have a big team.
They do. Their starting point guard is 6'6", right?
Yeah.
And then their shooting guard is 6'8". Yeah. Okay, so that is a huge team. We don't really see tall point guards too often, especially in the new age of wonderful and great point guards. Anyway, another question I have for both of you. Besides playing against each other, do you have any experience playing NBA 2K against computers? And how is that different from playing against a different person?
I don't play against any computers.
Okay.
I've played against a computer once, and I hated it because I felt like it was just so rigged. Like, the computer just wouldn't miss, and I was missing everything. So it wasn't really fair.
So definitely the user experience is much better when two people get to play against each other. Have you ever played any other NBA games, such as NBA Live or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, I have NBA Live for the iPhone.
And how do you think that compares to 2K? Or would you say no comparison at all?
No comparison.
Yeah. Well, that is truly amazing how, if you both didn't know, NBA 2K is the only video game that's available on PlayStation 4 and Xbox now that simulates the NBA. NBA Live doesn't come out for Xbox and PlayStation 4 anymore. So, do you think we're going to play 2K sometime tonight?
Most likely.
Most likely. It's going to be something. This happens a lot, so.
I gotta do homework.
If you were playing. We all gotta do homework, man.
But we play.
Yeah. So, let's all just choose a random team right now, no matter what team, just the first team that comes to your head.
Golden State Warriors.
And later, we're going to have to play as that team.
All right.
All right? Sounds good. All right. Kevin, you said the Golden State Warriors. Christian?
The 1992 Dream Team.
And I'm going to be playing with the East All-Stars. All right. So that's going to be a fun game. The way it usually works is winner keeps the controller, and loser
cries in his room,
right,
and doesn't get to have the controller for another, what is it, 5 minute, 4 or 5 minute quarters,
20 minute games,
almost half an hour of a game. So once again, we are getting into the tail end of our show. I'd like to thank my special guests, Christian and Kevin, for coming onto the show with me today. It's been a fun experience, and I hope we get to do this more. And I'm definitely going to kill both of you in 2K very soon. So,
please.
So, we'll get to that. Thank you all so much for listening. This has been Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ 1UP, and we'll see you again next week from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thank you, and good night.